If you just pick up a handful of dry sand, right, and let it rest in your open palm, it stays there.
Right, it just settles perfectly into the space you give it.
Exactly, it piles up. But the second you panic, the second you literally squeeze your fist shut to keep it safe,
It shoots right out through your fingers.
it's gone. Yeah. Welcome to today's deep dive into day six of week 14's work.
The whole money is like sand principle.
Right. Holding it tightly loses it. Holding it loosely brings abundance. And today our mission is a complete self-audit.
Which is heavy.
It is. Speaking from a psychology perspective, I have to emphasize that total honesty is, I mean, it's absolutely necessary here.
Yeah, no sugarcoating.
None.
Yeah.
Because no one else will ever see this workbook. If you hedge your answers, you are actively sabotaging all that hard psychological work you've done this week.
And looking at it as a neuroscientist, that honesty is literally the only way to rewire the brain.
Because of the deep-seated scarcity loops, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. You can't rewrite bad neural code if you're actively hiding your real fears from yourself. You just can't.
Which brings us right into question one in the workbook. It asks, what did this week reveal about your relationship with money that you haven't fully admitted before?
That's a brutal question.
It forces you to completely shatter your own cognitive dissonance. Like you can't hide anymore.
Right. And that leads perfectly into question two, which breaks down the sand method. You know, see it as abundant, allocate with intent, never suffocate flow, and deploy for return.
Which part exposed your biggest gap?
Yeah, that question is vital because it isolates the exact neural pathway where your financial thinking gets blocked. Like, are you stuck at the perception phase?
Just literally seeing scarcity everywhere.
Exactly. Or the action phase where fear actually stops you from deploying, which ties into question three.
Right. Question three. Were you protecting past resources with discipline or burying them out of fear?
The difference between rational prudence and emotional panic.
Because prudence is logical, right? But panic is just, well, it's an amygdala hijack.
It really is.
Which actually makes me want to put you on the spot for question four.
Oh boy.
There we go.
Oh yeah. So like the servant in the biblical parable, right? Where do you recognize the pattern of burying resources out of fear in your own past choices?
Wow. Okay, ambush accepted.
Come on, you have to have one.
I do. I do. Early in my career, I got this grant that allowed for hiring a research assistant.
Oh, nice.
Right? But my scarcity brain just ticked into overdrive. I thought, well, what if funding dries up? I better hoard this money and do the grunt work myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, kept the money safe, but I completely suffocated my own time. Which is exactly what question five gets at. What must change in your thinking to handle money purely as a tool for growth?
You have to see it as a tool, not a shield.
Exactly. But since we're doing this,
Uh-oh.
turnabout is fair play. Let's look at question six. What unexpected answers surfaced for you from seeding this week's bedtime question?
Okay, that's fair. Well, I seeded a question about what hidden opportunities I was missing.
And like 2 days later, I'm driving, totally zoned out, and it hits me. I've been hoarding my professional network.
Wait, really? Hoarding connections.
Yeah, like it's a finite resource. Instead of introducing people, I was gripping the sand too tightly, just in my own weird way.
That is such a great aha moment.
Yeah.
And it proves why the bedtime question is so powerful for bypassing waking defenses.
It really is. So for you listening, maintain your daily practice today. Review your stack of three code rewrites, three distill points, and two quotes.
Three times today, don't skip it.
And definitely do not forget tonight's bedtime question.
And take a breath, you know? Tomorrow, day seven, is a light and easy day. It's just designed to bring us right into the next law and module.
But before we go, think about this. If your neural pathways currently treat money exactly like they treat time and energy,
Which they do.
what other vital resources in your life are you suffocating just by gripping them too tightly?